Hello?
Hello, is Christopher there?
Speaking.
Mr. Lorenzo, this is Will from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, sir. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you just a few questions. You don't have a couple minutes to spare and answer a few questions, sir?
Sure.
Thank you so much. First of all, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Pennsylvania? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is your age? How old are you?
41.
Thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
White Caucasian.
White Caucasian. Thank you, sir. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia and other local offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances
definitely
50-50
vote.
Or you will? Thank you, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this next year's upcoming election for mayor in November 7th. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
8.
8. Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say this year's upcoming mayor election in November is more important than usual, less important than usual, or about the same as usual?
About the same.
About the same, okay. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Republican.
That will be strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Not strong.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed in, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way the city council is doing its job?
Neither. Undecided, I would say.
Okay. And your opinion, will you say crime and violence in your area of Philadelphia is getting worse, staying about the same as it was for years, as it's been for years, I'm sorry, or getting better?
Getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you. And generally speaking, how would you rate the overall quality of city services in Philadelphia? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And how would you rate the city's trash collection? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the Philadelphia Police Department? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you. And next, thinking about the parks and green space in Philadelphia, do you think there is currently not enough, too much, or just about the right amount of parks and green space for recreation in the city of Philadelphia?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of issues and concerns some others in Philadelphia say they want their next mayor to be focused on. Which of the following do you want the next mayor to be most focused on? Addressing the opioid epidemic in neighborhoods in Kensington, creating more quality and affordable housing, reducing violent crime in the city, reducing taxes, cleaning up trash and illegal dumping, addressing juvenile delinquency, addressing homelessness, rooting out corruption in the city government, bringing more jobs and greater economic development to all parts of the city, reforming the police department and ending police harassment and racial profiling, improving the city's K-12 public school system, fixing roads and repairing potholes? You may choose 2. I know it's a long list.
Oh, I'm like all of the above.
I know, but you have to pick only two.
Kensington is a big issue and homelessness.
Okay, Kensington and homelessness, right?
Yeah, let's go with those two.
Okay, so for homelessness, creating more quality affordable housing, that would be okay with you?
Yeah.
Or addressing, or specifically addressing homelessness?
I would say specifically addressing homelessness.
Okay, thank you. Did you vote in the Democratic primary election for mayor of Philadelphia this past May, yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Dwight Evans.
Never heard of.
Never heard of them, okay. The Democratic Party.
Sixty,
okay, thank you. Josh Shapiro.
Oh. He's a YouTuber, right? Josh Shapiro. 70.
70, okay. David O.
Oh, 75. Keep going up.
Okay. Okay, what about Sherelle Parker?
Never heard of.
Okay.
Sherelle.
What about Jim Kenney?
60.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Oh, Joe Biden. 50.
Okay. What about the Working Families Party?
Never heard of them.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if the November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
David O.
David O. Okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you are going to support David O in the elections for mayor of Philadelphia? Are you very certain, fairly certain, somewhat certain, or not at all certain?
Certain.
Very or fairly?
Very certain.
Very okay, certain. Thank you. Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in a mayor. We don't have time to talk about all the candidates, so I will choose one randomly. And the candidate we would like to ask you about is Sherelle Parker. Other people will be asked about different candidates. For each of the following statements, please tell me how much it applies to Sherelle. Use a 0 if you don't think it applies to Sherelle Parker. A 5 if you think somewhat applies to Sherelle. And a 10 if you think it completely applies to Sherelle. She's inspiring. 0 to 10.
I don't know. I don't know anything about her.
You don't know anything, so you like me to answer as don't know all of the following questions?
Yeah. Yeah, don't know.
Okay, you don't know her. Okay. Next, we'd like to ask your opinion about some of the policies that Sherelle Parker says she wants to enact if she is elected as the next mayor of Philadelphia. For each policy, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. She's talking about making arrests for prostitution, especially in residential neighborhoods. Would you support or oppose that law?
Yeah, I oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. She's also talking about making arrests for crimes like openly injecting illegal drugs and being visibly high and incapacitated in public or on SEPTA.
I assume we already have those type of laws. So I would oppose.
You oppose strongly or somewhat?
Yeah. Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Okay, she's also talking about making sure that schools and support opportunities remain open and available year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. for academic enrichment for young children and job and workforce training for high schoolers. This will also allow parents to work full-time without having to worry about child care for their school-age kids. Do you strongly support or oppose?
That's a tough one. I support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Just so you know, we're almost done now. I'm going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in the upcoming elections for mayor. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote. This November, Philadelphia will elect its 100th mayor. Every previous mayor, all 99 of them, going back to the year 1691, have been men. This November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance to elect Sherelle Parker as Philadelphia's first African-American woman mayor, and the chance to turn our city in a new direction. But Sherelle Parker is more than just history. She's a former school teacher, city council member, and single mom who was born and raised in Philadelphia. She knows what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck in neighborhoods affected by violence and poverty. She will be a new voice fighting for change in a city that needs it. 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Sherelle Parker understands it's hard to feel good about your community and city when there's so much trash on the streets and dangerous abandoned buildings, creating a sense of hopelessness. That's why, as mayor, Parker has a plan to hire thousands of people to keep streets and sidewalks clean and ensure streets are well lit. In every neighborhood, these new jobs will pay a living wage and teach skills to help people re-enter the workforce. Voting for Parker will clean up our streets and create jobs in the community while doing it. 0 to 10.
A 2.
A 2. Wow, that's low. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion changed. Let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's upcoming election in November. 0 means that you are not motivated at all, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm a 10. Oh, so this is not rating on that piece. This is still on how excited I am to vote.
It's about everything. It's your opinion in general.
Yeah, I'm a 10 to vote.
Okay.
I think I said before.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And once more, I know it's still a few weeks away, but if November 7th general election for mayor of Philadelphia were a healthy day, for whom would you vote? Democrat Sherelle Parker or Republican David O?
David O.
Okay, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Master's.
Master's? Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. That will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.